I'm Christophe Rinne. I work for a company called IDEM Solutions, and we are specialized in .NET development using Silverlight, WPF, and servers. Yeah, once Silverlight 1 came out, at that time using JavaScript, we immediately jumped on the wagon, started using it for several internal applications. We noticed that it was a quite powerful environment to develop applications in. Since it was standard .NET, you could develop the same way as you were used to using ASP.NET. And we immediately started using it for all our applications, and currently, yeah, we always follow to the newest releases, and we're currently using Silverlight 4. And if we have the choice, and if a customer allows us to choose our technology, we are always going to choose for Silverlight. Yeah, so the application we are currently building is for a large hospital group, which is called Emmaus. They didn't really have a lot of applications in place, so we had the possibility to start from scratch. So we also had the opportunity to make a proposition for technology choice. So we, of course, proposed running on SQL Server using .NET technology and using Silverlight. Therefore, we try to figure out a way to bundle all of their applications, which are being used throughout all the company, in a generic way. And therefore, we build a kind of shell which is hosting all of the applications inside. And since that application is now running, it seems to be working well, and we're taking that shell ID into our other tools which we are currently building. Well, basically, you start with a design proposition. Therefore, we don't really have a designer in-house, but our CEO is a really design mind, so he's a great guy with designs. So normally, he's the one creating a design in Photoshop or in Expression. And when that design is ready, we show it in a demo to the customer. And normally, they're fine with it because they didn't have any applications to compare it against. So for them, as long as it is functionally working properly and as long as it looks more or less okay, then they're satisfied with it. So when yeah, this design is finished, we just start developing. The developers start coding it using Expression Design, creating the design, then porting it into Visual Studio to start writing the code. Well, I think this is really a case where Silverlight is used by business. So it's not really focused on media, it's not really focused on anything fancy, but it's just user friendliness and usability of a real application in the business world. And that's a little bit different from other demos. While other demos are really focused on catchy things or flashy user interfaces, this one is really focused on getting a working product for a hospital.
Solving a real business
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, solving a real business problem.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.